This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Victory does not come immediately. Had victory been something that Allah grants immediately to His servants, then the first to receive it would have been His Prophet and the companions of the Prophet ﷺ. Rather, the companions of the Prophet ﷺ were tortured and struck. They were boycotted and sieged. And they were killed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They suffered while the Prophet ﷺ suffered alongside them. Victory comes only after hardship and difficulty. Victory comes only after the tests and the trials and the difficulties are so much, they are so numerous, that most people give up. And only a few do not. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةِ. Did you think that you would enter paradise? And what victory is greater than paradise? أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةِ وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. And you would not face similar to what those before you faced. مَسَّتْهُمُ الْبَأْسَاءُ وَالضَّرَّاءُ وَزُلْزِلُوا. They were struck by poverty and hardship, and they were shaken. حَتَّى يَقُولَ الرَّسُولُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ. Until the messenger and those who believe with him cried out, where is the help of Allah? Where is the victory of Allah? How many people in our day and age have given up? How many people in our day and age have given up on the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How many people in our day and age have decided that nothing will change? That the problems, the tyranny, the oppressions that engulf the Muslim world will be as they are forever. But this is the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to push us to the point where only the real believer holds true. حَتَّى يَقُولَ الرَّسُولُ. Until the messenger that is with them, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ. And the believers that are with him, they say, مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ. When is the victory of Allah? Then Allah responds immediately, أَلَا إِنَّ نَصْرَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ. Without question, the victory of Allah is near. One of the greatest ways for us to be patient, for us to persevere, for us to be amongst the last people holding on to our belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if all the world unites against us, so that we are the people who receive the help of Allah azza wa jalla. One of the greatest ways for us to persevere is to realize and remember the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the face of injustice and tyranny. Allah promises you in the Quran, إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الظَّالِمُونَ. The ones who are oppressive will never succeed. He tells you in the Quran, أَلَا لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى الظَّالِمِينَ. Indeed, the curse of Allah, without question, the curse of Allah is on the oppressive. We spent this last week seeing images of the worst forms of injustice in the heart of the Muslim world. The darknesses of prison cells, the desolation of these cells, where chains were shattering, where no one knew the extent of the oppression happening in these dungeons. And those in these prisons were crying and calling upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one saw them except Allah. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he spoke truth when he said, اتقوا دعوة المظلوم فإنها تصعد إلى السماء كأنها شرارة. He said, fear the supplication of the one who is oppressed, because that supplication rises up like the spark or the flame. The fiery spark, you see it with your eyes, rise up so quickly. Likewise, the dua of the one who is oppressed is rising up to Allah Azza wa Jalla. That spark, why does Allah call it a spark? Because that little piece of fire that is rising up can engulf something huge. The anger of Allah could be engulfed by that one spark from hearts that are consumed by suffering when they make that dua. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us in another hadith, اتقوا دعوة المظلوم فإنها تحمل على الغمام ثم يقول الله تعالى وعزتي وجلالي لأنصرنك ولو بعد حين. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, beware of the supplication of the oppressed, because it is carried above the clouds. And Allah will say, by my might, Allah will swear an oath by Himself, by my might and my majesty, I will give you victory even if it's after a while. We said last week, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't operate on our calendar. He's not abiding by our expectations. Allah's affair will take place according to His calendar. And He tells the oppressed, even if this takes a while, you will have my help. The believer who hears this should realize, never oppress someone else, because oppression will only lead to regret. You sleep peacefully, and the one who is oppressed is calling upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praying against you. You may sleep peacefully, and the oppressed is awake calling upon Allah. And the oppressor, the tyrant, revels in his power, in his pride. He feels trust in his armies, in his weapons, not realizing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is silently weaving the threads of his downfall while he doesn't realize it. We saw ourselves how in the blink of an eye, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can change one condition to another. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا عَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ. He says, do not think Allah is unaware of what the oppressors do. When Allah delays a punishment, don't think He's unaware of what the oppressive are doing. Don't think Allah is unaware of what is happening. And what's amazing is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you this right after another verse where He tells you, رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. That Allah reminds you in the verse before it of a dua, O Allah, forgive me and my parents and the believers the day the account will be established. يوم الحساب. The day of resurrection. The greatest signs of the resurrection is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just. The events of this world, when you see profound justice taking its course, this is a sign. Allah is reminding you that He is just. And because you know that Allah is just, there must be yawm al-hisab. There must be a day of account. وَكَذَلِكَ أَخْذُ رَبِّكَ إذا أخذ القرى وهي ظالمة إن أخذه أليم شديد. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you, when Allah takes the towns, when He takes the cities that have been oppressed into His punishment, إن أخذه أليم شديد. His taking is painful and severe. So Allah tells you, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا عَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Don't think Allah is unaware of what the oppressors do. إِنَّمَا يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ لِيَوْمٍ تَشْخَصُ فِيهِ الْأَبْصَارُ. He is only delaying them for a day that their eyes will stare in horror. تَشْخَص means the eye is open, it's unable to even blink. That happens when a person sees something that is truly terrifying, and it causes him to forget everything. You're unable to even look away. All you can see is this thing that is terrifying, that is horrific. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to describe the state of the oppressor. مُهْطِعِينَ مُقْنِعِي رُؤُوسِهِمْ. مُهْطِعِينَ means they are racing. They are racing towards their place of humiliation. They are going to be dragged by the angels from the place that they are resurrected. They are dragged to the place of their punishment, because in the place of their punishment, Allah will take them to account. مُقْنِعِي رُؤُوسِهِمْ. Their heads are lifted. They're looking up. Why? Because the punishment, the horrific thing that they are seeing, is above them. So their heads are raised up, looking at what is above their heads, about to befall them. لا يرتد إليهم طرفهم. Their eyes cannot move in any direction or even blink. They are staring completely at this thing. Can you imagine someone facing a lion? They found themselves facing a lion. I saw a video of a man in a zoo. He fell in, the lion is in front of him. Do you think that man in that moment is thinking about the stress of his job? Do you think he's thinking about the worry of his family? Do you think he's thinking of any paper cuts or small problem he has? No. He is thinking of nothing but that lion. And his eyes are fixated only on this thing that is full of fear to him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you what they see on that day, which He doesn't describe. He describes the state of the person. What he sees is so terrifying, his eye cannot look here or there. His eyes can't even blink. He is fully consumed by what Allah has prepared for him. وَأَفْئِدَتُهُمْ هَوَاءَ. Allah says the heart is empty. The heart can't worry about anything else, can't think about anything else, can't have anything on its mind at all. All it has is the punishment Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for them. Without Allah even explaining to us in detail what exactly He has prepared for the oppressor, just describing the state of the oppressor, the Qur'an is illuminating how horrific the situation will be. وَأَنذِرِ النَّاسِ. Allah says, warn the people. يَوْمَ يَأْتِيهِمُ الْعَذَابِ. About the day that the punishment will come to them. فَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. Those who are oppressive will say, رَبَّنَا أَخِرْنَا إِلَىٰ أَجْلٍ قَرِيبٍ. Oh Allah, give us some more time. When they see the punishment, they say, Allah, let us go back to this earth. Give us some more life. رَبَّنَا أَخِرْنَا إِلَىٰ أَجْلٍ قَرِيبٍ نُجِبْ دَعْوَتَكَ وَنَتَّبِعِ الرُّسُلِ. We will respond to your call. We will follow the prophets. Give us another chance. We will replace the injustice we did in this world with justice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to them, أَوَلَمْ تَكُونُ أَقْسَمْتُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ زَوَالِ. Did you not, were you not the people who were swearing before that this will never end? Meaning when you were in this world and you were doing your injustice, weren't you the one swearing this injustice will never come to an end? Weren't you the people saying, your tyranny will remain forever? Weren't you the one saying, La ilaha illa Bashar? Did they not say that? Did they not say there's no God but Bashar? Did they not take the prisoners and make them make sujood to his pictures? Did they not say this will never end? Did they not say Bashar or we will burn the whole country? Did they not say their oppression will last forever? Were they not the ones saying today, the Palestinians can either live as slaves to us or die or leave? Did they not say and believe that their tyranny, their regimes will last forever? أَوَلَمْ تَكُونُوا أَقْسَمْتُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ زَوَالِ Were you not the one swearing, this will never go away? وَسَكَنْتُمْ فِي مَسَاكِنِ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and you were living in the dwellings of those who had previously oppressed themselves. وَتَبَيَّنَ لَكُمْ كَيْفَ فَعَلْنَا بِهِمْ وَضَرَبْنَا لَكُمُ الْأَمْثَالِ And it was clear to you what we did to them. And we gave you many examples. Didn't you see the ruins of the people before you? Didn't you see the castles of the kings before you who also said their tyranny will last forever? Their kingdom will last forever? Didn't you see it? Didn't you see how Allah annihilated civilization one after the other before you? Didn't Allah remind you time and time again this life is not permanent? Didn't you see Fir'aun claiming to the people that he is a god? Claiming to the people that the rivers run beneath his legs? قَالَ يَا قَوْمَ عَلَيْسَ لِي مُلْكُ مِصْرُ وَهَذِهِ الْأَنْهَارُ تَجْنِي مِنْ تَحْتِي He said, O people, do you not see that the kingdom of Egypt belongs to me and these rivers flow beneath me? I am the king of even the water that comes to you. What happened to him? Allah drowned him in the very water he claimed to be a god of. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَتَبَيَّنَ لَكُمْ كَيْفَ فَعَلْنَا بِهِمْ وَضَرَبْنَا لَكُمُ الْأَمْثَالِ We made clear to you what we did to them. And we gave you many examples. وَقَدْ مَكَرُوا مَكْرَهُمْ وَعِنْدَ اللَّهِ مَكْرُهُمْ They planned their plans. And Allah recorded their plans. They made their deals here and there. They made all the deals to oppress, to make injustice one after the other. Deal after deal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنْ كَانَ مَكْرُهُمْ لِتَزُولَ مِنْهُ الْجِبَالِ And even if their plots were so much, they could move mountains. Even if their schemes were so much, were so powerful, it could move an entire mountain. They still cannot escape the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter what their schemes are, no matter what their plots and plans are, no matter what their media and propaganda is, no matter if they plot so much, it can move the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you, فَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ مُخْلِفَ وَعْدِهِ رُسُلَهُ Do not think that Allah will fail His promise to His messengers. فَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ مُخْلِفَ وَعْدِهِ رُسُلَهُ Allah made promises. He made promises to the prophets, to the believers. Allah will not fail them. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ ذُو انْتِقَامٍ Allah says, indeed Allah is exalted in might and He is the owner of retribution. Allah does not break His promise to the messengers. He fulfills every promise. And Allah is Aziz, full of might. No one can defeat Him. ذُو انْتِقَامٍ Full of retribution. No one can punish like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَيَوْمَئِذٍ لَا يُعَذِّبُ عَذَابَهُ أَحَدٍ On that day, no one will punish like the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضُ غَيْرَ الْأَرْضِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتِ وَبَرَزُوا لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَارِ. On that day of judgment, the earth will be replaced with another earth. And the heavens will also be replaced. And the creatures will all come out to Allah. Al-Wahid, the one. Al-Qahar, the one who prevails. وَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ يَوْمَئِذٍ مُقَرَّنِينَ فِي الْأَصْفَادِ. And you will see the criminals on that day. They will be bound together in shackles. The ones who were bounding up the believers, binding their hands, binding their legs, suspending them for weeks. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring them on the day of judgment. They will be the ones shackled up. سَرَابِيلُهُمْ مِنْ قَتَرَانِ. Their garments will be of liquid pitch. Their faces covered by fire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is just. He doesn't accept that the oppressed dies in this state of anguish, not knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take retribution on his behalf. And the greatest retribution is in the hereafter. I want to promise all of you something. Despite all the scenes we saw of the worst prisons imaginable, that you cannot understand how some human beings can do this to other human beings, that women came out of these prisons saying, we were put into the prison, 18 years old, unmarried, virgins, and they came out with children, they don't know the fathers of them, because of how rape was utilized as torture. Children born in these prisons, if you ask them, what is a tree? What is a bird? They do not know, because they've never seen anything but the walls of the prison. Machines made in these prisons to squash the human being and drain the fluid. Prisons that are slaughterhouses for human beings. And while we're happy today that these prisons are empty, we of course know that there are prisons like it in other Muslim countries. A vestige of colonialism. The colonizer came in and said, you Muslims are barbaric. You must treat each other with barbarism. And they established the sunnah in the elite rulers that they left in place. The greatest brutality in our countries. We know there are prisons just like this still functioning in Muslim countries. But this is my promise to you. Everything that you saw, these vile prisons, every vile aspect you saw, these prisons are like a 5-star resort compared to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for the oppressor in Jahannam. That is a promise. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, يُحْشَرْ الْمُتَكَبِّرُونَ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ كَأَمْثَالِ الذَّرُ فِي صُورِ الرِّجَالِ. He said, the arrogant ones on the day of judgment will be resurrected the size of ants in the form of men. They will still be in the human form, but they will be so small, they will be like ants. يَغْشَاهُمُ الظُّلُّ مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ. They are humiliated from all angles. This person who lived his life to rise above other human beings, to make other human beings make sujood to him, to make them enslaved to him, to throw them in his dungeons and prisons. This person who tried to raise himself above others will be like the ant. Humiliation all around him. يُسَاقُونَ إِلَى سِجْنٍ فِي جَهَنَّمْ يُسَامَ بُودُس. They will be dragged to a prison in the hellfire named Budus. And the Prophet ﷺ said, تَعْلُوهُمْ نَارُ الْأَنْيَارُ يَسْقَوْنَ مِنْ عِصَارَةِ أَهْلِ النَّارِ طِينَةِ الْخِبَالِ. That the Prophet ﷺ said, they will be engulfed by flames different than the other flames. And they will be given the filth of hell to drink. They'll be driven to a prison in the hellfire. Being in the hellfire is enough of a torment. It's enough of a punishment. But no, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends them to a prison inside of the hellfire. Why? Inna Allah la yuhibbu al-zalimin. Allah does not love the oppressors. Inna Allah azizun dhu intiqam. Allah is mighty and He is full of retribution to the oppressor. فَيَوْمَ إِذٍ لَا يُعَذِّبُ عَذَابَهُ أَحَدٌ وَلَا يُوثِقُ وَثَاقَهُ أَحَدٌ. On that day, no punishment will be like the punishment of Allah. And no binding will be like the binding of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're sent to a prison in the hellfire, engulfed by flames unlike any other flames. And they're given to drink the filth of the people of the hellfire. Meaning as the people of the hellfire are being punished and being tormented, and the blood and the pus is driving out of the body of the human being, this is gathered and this is the drink of these people in this prison. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us the fate of the oppressor. And there are many oppressors still standing in this world, but realize this promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is true. And when the believers are patient and persevere and unite their ranks, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a day, in a night, will show them the state of the believer in the dunya before their state in the akhirah. فأقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم واستغفروه إنه الغفور الرحيم.